Thank you, Madam Chair. We thank UNHCR for its note on international protection and welcome this opportunity to further discuss challenges in providing international protection and durable solutions to refugees, asylum seekers, and other persons of concern. Brazil recognizes the growing needs and increasing numbers of vulnerable populations. We express our deep appreciation to the High Commissioner for his leadership and to the staff of UNHCR for their important work across the world, often under very difficult circumstances. We also commend the solidarity and generosity of low and middle income countries and communities who continue to host most of the refugees despite their own challenges and limited capacities. We reiterate our position in favor of a more effective burden and responsibility sharing framework. In the context of the celebrations of the 75th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights, we find it very timely to remember the right to seek asylum with dignity. This notion has been in the core of Brazil's humanitarian action, with the adoption of measures and policies aiming at facilitating safe access to the Brazilian territory and assuring equal rights to refugees and migrants. Allow me to reiterate that nationals from a number of countries, among others Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Burkina Faso, benefit from a simplified procedure to obtain refugee status in Brazil. Important recent additions to this policy have been the decisions to also apply this procedure to individuals fleeing from countries that criminalize LGBT plus minorities and to women from countries where genital mutilation is still a practice. In this regard, Brazil also welcomes UNHCR's inclusive approach based on age, gender, and diversity in programs and services for all persons of concern to the agency. We are convinced that addressing explicitly sexual orientation in UN official documents contributes to the global promotion of LGBT plus rights. On durable solutions, Brazil also continues to offer safe and legal pathways to protection. Humanitarian visas that can be issued in a variety of situations according to our migration law provide a safe access to the Brazilian territory and a generous emergency exit in critical scenarios. More than 100,000 humanitarian visas have been granted under this policy, presently available for nationals from Haiti, Syria, Afghanistan, and Ukraine. Madam Chair, the Global Refugee Forum in December will be an important opportunity to enhance burden and responsibility sharing, refugee self-reliance, and to further promote solutions and complementary pathways for refugees. Brazil is committed to present high-quality pledges and showcase our achievements in the field of protection and humanitarian response. Finally, let me join other delegations in recognizing the excellent work carried out by the Assistant High Commissioner for Protection, Gillian Triggs, who has been an outstanding partner of our mission in Geneva. We wish her all the success on her future endeavors. Thank you.
Oh, thank